Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher.
Welcome back. Jackie Wilson bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member, founder of bestsmallbizhelp.com, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, which includes most small business owners. And Don, thanks again for being with us. We're talking about five ideas that you have to help small business, especially B2Cs, especially retailers, get through the holidays and not go out of business because of the holidays, right?
Well, yeah, and you really can, Jim. Nobody realizes that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first thing we said was don't lower prices just to sell more. Add value, and you talked about save people time, right? Give them extra service, go out of your way. Second thing we talked about is don't give away a dollar for a dollar. You want to promote something? Give something that costs you $5 that the customer would have to pay $10 to get. That's called leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So don't give a discount, but give a little gift, and you can still bless your customers and not put your profits on life support.
Well, that's exactly right. You gave the example of the lady who wanted to give her customer a discount on what she was buying from her anyway, when what she really should have done was say, look, thank you for your business. And just in the spirit of the holidays, the belt's on me this month.
That's exactly right. So let's look at the economics just for a quick second. So the woman's spending $2,000 a month. If she was given a 20% discount, $400 would have come right off the top line
right.
for the retailer, right? So the belt cost the retailer $25.
Right.
She was selling it for $50. So she gives the client something that cost her $25. Client's getting a $50 gift,
and the client is just happy to be recognized.
Of course,
she doesn't care about what it cost. That she was. It's a nice gesture, and she didn't deflate her prices.
Yes. So
that's huge.
In the spirit of the age of the customer, right?
Yeah,
we are still very customer-focused. We're doing something.
My ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800. Or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Hello?
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. That's right. The Bradmeister's back, ladies and gentlemen. Brad is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of IAS Training, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople, second edition. He's our good friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.